Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, thank you for joining us on this Monday. It's great to have you here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We are very excited about the series that we're starting today. But before we do, I need to apologize for showing up on the air here sounding like Rod Stewart. I've been doing a lot of speaking recently and some wonderful media, some good things for the kingdom. But my voice is a little bit worn. So to help me now in the studio here is my good friend David Holland. Dave, thanks for giving me a little support here as my voice is a little weaker than usual.
Thanks, Stephen. You look great. You're very fit, and you're just battling a little bit with your voice right now. I think it's interesting that a guy who basically is known as a writer is spending so much of his call, and God is giving you so many opportunities right now to actually speak. I've seen you on television a number of times recently. I think I saw you on Dan Rather's program on HDNet
right.
the other
That's
night.
Right.
And you're doing a lot of speaking on behalf of pro-life causes around the country as well.
I think a little bit of this, frankly, is a little bit of a counterattack. You know, this program is doing some amazing things in the world. The Lord has really decided to use this, and I'm really thankful for it. But I think there's a little bit of a counterattack. So if our listeners can just pray, stand with us, I think we'll see some good things happen. Listen, we've got a great series this week, next week as well, called God's Plan for Your Money. I believe that God wants to break a spirit of poverty over the lives of some of our listeners. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about God's plan for your money.
Perhaps some of you may be surprised to learn that God actually has a plan for your money. You may have the idea that for really spiritual people, money isn't important. It's too sordid. It's too materialistic. Some of us grew up with a background in which, when we were thinking in religious terms, we referred to money as filthy lucre, a phrase that's found in the King James. However, that is really not a correct view of what the Bible has to say about money. The truth is that in our contemporary culture, money plays a major part in the life of every one of us. If God didn't have a plan for our money, then a major part of our life would not be under God's control, and that in turn would inevitably affect other areas of our life. And that's the truth with many Christians. Their lives are out of order. They're not really under the control of God, and many times they wonder why, and they try to be more spiritual. But many times the answer is to be more practical. The area that you're not dealing rightly with can well be the area of finance. And that plays such a major part in the life of every person in our culture today that it follows automatically. If your handling of your money and your finance is not in line with God's plan, then your whole life is out of joint. No matter how spiritual you may be in other areas, you'll never know the real blessing and overruling of God in your life until you bring your money into line with the will of God revealed in His Word. You see, God does have a plan for our money. The Bible clearly reveals that. As a teacher of God's Word, it's my responsibility to share with you God's plan for your money, in just the same way as I would share His plan for any other area of your life. I'd like to quote some words of Paul, which he spoke to a group of men to whom he had ministered the Word of God for something like 2 years. And he reminds them of how he ministered God's Word. In Acts chapter 20, verse 20 and verse 27, Paul says this, "You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but I've taught you publicly and from house to house." And then he goes on to say a little further on, "For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." So Paul says, anything in the Word of God that will be helpful to God's people, I have taught. I have declared to them the whole will of God. Now, the whole will of God includes His will for our money. And as a teacher of God's Word, I have a responsibility not to hold back that part of the truth, because it certainly will be helpful to you. It's part of the total counsel or plan of God. Now, I want to point out to you in a more general way that God really does have a plan that covers every area of our lives. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where Paul says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship." Notice that spiritual worship includes our body. It moves right into the physical world. Some people think the body isn't spiritual. Well, being spiritual includes doing the right thing with your body. And Paul says that is presenting it to God as a living sacrifice. Then he continues in the next verse, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." So God has a will which is unfolded to us in three successive phases. Three beautiful words are used. The will of God is good, it's pleasing, another version says it's acceptable, and it's perfect. And those represent three phases in our perception of the will of God. When we first begin to perceive it, we discover it's good. God never wants anything bad for any of His people. Then we discover it's pleasing or acceptable. The more we perceive it, the more we want to embrace it. And finally, as we move on in the perception and the application of God's will, we discover it's perfect or complete. It covers every area of our lives, and that includes our money.
You know, Derek has said something very, very important in this last segment. He said if your finances are not under God's control, then your whole life will be out of sync. Obviously, your money is representative, it's a symbol, it's connected to the condition of your life. If the one is in order, the other will be too. And that's why we as God's people have got to talk about money and doing God's will with our money, because it's a representation of everything we are in Jesus. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Great having you with us today. Derek Prince is talking to us about something that is so important that I'm hoping you've got your notebook and that you're really ready to deal with this. God is talking to us through Derek about our money and how our money being under God's control is part of yielding our lives as living sacrifices. Let's listen as Derek teaches us.
God never wants anything bad for any of his people. Then we discover it's pleasing or acceptable. The more we perceive it, the more we want to embrace it. And finally, as we move on in the perception and the application of God's will, we discover it's perfect or complete. It covers every area of our lives, and that includes our money. Now, Paul, in that passage, points out two essential steps to finding God's will. The first is surrender yourself without reservation to God. Paul says, place your body on God's altar as a living sacrifice. He's contrasting it with the sacrifices of the Old Testament, where the animals that were offered were first killed and then placed on the altar, and thus set apart for God. Paul says, you have to do the same with your body, put it on the altar of God's service without reservation. Only one difference, you don't kill that body. You present it a living sacrifice. And then the second essential step to finding God's will is learning to think God's way. Paul calls it being renewed in your mind, changing your whole outlook, the way you think, your values, your standards, your priorities. And only as your mind is renewed can you perceive with your renewed mind what God's will is. Now I want to point out something that's very important about your money. Don't underestimate your money. Don't belittle it. Don't think it's unspiritual or unimportant. What does your money really represent? I want to suggest that it represents at least these three things: your time, your strength, and your talents. Perhaps it also may represent your inheritance. You may have received as an inheritance money or other valuable things like houses or lands from people who loved you, who cared for you, and who passed them on to you when their life came to an end. So it represents three or four very, very important things: your time, your strength, your talents, and quite possibly your inheritance. Maybe you went to college. You had a fairly elaborate education. All those years of education are represented by your money, because if you didn't have the education, you couldn't make that money. Or maybe you have special talents or ability that are not in the academic field. You may be a very practical type of person. Those talents and that ability are represented in your money. And certainly your money represents your time. Say you work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's 40 hours of your life are in the money that you earn. So when you invest your money, you are investing a major part of yourself, for good or bad. I hope you can begin to see how important it is that you invest yourself through your money in that which is good and in accordance with God's will and plan. Now, I want to bring to you in closing one more important thought. God's plan for your life, including your money, is summed up in one beautiful word: prosperity. This is stated in the third epistle of John, the second verse, where the writer says to a Christian, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." Notice the key word there is prosper, and it covers three areas: your soul, your physical health, and your finances, your material needs. And in each area, the revealed will of God is prosperity, or you could translate it success. God wants you to succeed in the area of your soul, in the area of your physical body, and in the area of your finances. Failure, defeat, frustration, poverty are not the will of God. Now, that may shock some of you. I can understand that. I grew up in a religious tradition where the attitude was, if you want to be holy, you're going to have to be poor. Well, I respect people who hold that view, but I want to tell you very firmly, it's not a scriptural view. I could give you dozens of scriptures that contradict that, but we're going to stick today with just this one scripture. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish or I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers.
I wonder if you had a reaction to a word that Derek just used, like I sometimes have a reaction to that word. Derek said that God's will for our lives is prosperity. I don't know about you, but I've heard so much abuse of the word prosperity that I almost react to it. But isn't it wonderful to know that it's God's will, that prosperity is what God desires for us, and not something that we've just created for ourselves. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us today. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Joining me in the studio today is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett. Dick, great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. Good to see you again.
It's great to be with you, my friend. And then always a great, great privilege of mine to have David Holland in the studio, one of the producers of our show and just an all-around brightest man I know. Dave, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Stephen. I want to remind everyone I'm primarily here to help you talk. Don't adjust your radio dials. There's nothing wrong with your set. It's Stephen's battling a little something with his voice today, and so I'm here to help him talk, which is sort of like supporting William F. Buckley with Carrot Top. But I'm here to do my best anyway.
You know, I was in Washington, D.C. not too long ago trying to get Christians on the political left and Christians on the political right to cooperate with each other. And the surprising thing is not that I've almost lost my voice. It's that I still have any hair, any eyes, any skin.
It's a wonder that you survived that one.
Oh, it
Stephen.
Is. It really is. But, you know, thank the Lord. Just ask the folks out there to pray with me and pray for me, and we're going to rock on.
Yeah.
You know, Dave, I'm moved by Derek's teaching, and I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, that we've got some worldviews, some philosophies that we've got to get rid of. You know, most people get their thinking in this generation like we tend to get colds through casual contacts with strangers, but the fact is that there are folks for whom the idea of God prospering them is almost anathema.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when Derek mentions in these teachings the P word, prosperity, a lot of alarms go off for people, or a lot of preconceived notions, I think, kick in, and I think that's unfortunate. I really believe you would have to have known the life and ministry of Derek Prince, and Dick, you can speak to this, and or have at least read his biography to understand that when Derek Prince is speaking of prosperity, biblical prosperity, it's not the caricature that comes to mind for a lot of people today because of some of the abuses that have basically been very, very well publicized in the body of Christ over the last few years.
Well, Derek had a I love to hear him say this, but he said he would say often, I can't get his British accent, but he would say, "I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich is better." But that's true. He was not always in a position where God was prospering him. He had to go through many, many lean years. But I think in his life and ministry, you saw the fact that prosperity got to the point of really not mattering that much, except for the fact that it empowered him to do what God was calling him to do with much more strength than he had when there wasn't when there weren't the resources there to do it.
I really think that the enemy's work in the lives of believers is to try to get them into one of two ditches, if possible, or careening from one ditch to the other. I know that my parents were survivors of the Depression. They grew up in those Depression years, and everyone I've ever known, every person I've ever known who was alive in those Depression years, it really left a mark on them, not just a mark on their souls, but really I think often there was a spiritual attachment that caused the people to not be able to throw anything away, to be very afraid of being hungry, to be very afraid of lack. And then those of us who grew up as children of those parents have sort of been careening into another ditch where, you know, we spend money like it's made on trees. We run up credit card debt. We're awash in credit card debt in this nation, primarily because of the children of those who survived the Depression.
Well, and I think it's a legitimate overreaction. I know growing up in a situation like that myself, my parents were also products of the Depression. And we saved everything. I mean, we used to finish up a tin of food, and we would actually crush the tin can and keep it. So that it was actually early recycling, I think, except we kept it, you know, for years and years. But my sister and I grew up in a venue where we said, we're just not going to do that. Well, there is that tendency to overreact.
Sure.
But also, there were some good things that were taking place then, like savings. You know, you don't hear of people saving money anymore. But this is why it's so necessary for us to have God's perspective on this. And I'm so grateful for Derek sharing on this.
Well, and I think it's important for us to remember that what God says in Deuteronomy 8:18 is really the way he prospers. He gives us the power to get wealth. Sometimes when people hear the message of prosperity, they think that what we believe is we'll go to church and God will drop gold coins from heaven down upon the people. You know, Derek made his biggest money. He was very open about it in real estate that God blessed. He would buy a house and then sell it at the appropriate time, and there'd be a great blessing on his ownership of real estate. And that's how he made his money, other than, of course, the general income he had for ministry. So I think there's a whole biblical shift that needs to happen in our understanding of prosperity. I think that would cause more people to really give praise to God for it.
You know, no matter what ditch you may find yourself in today or headed toward, I want to make you aware of a special resource we have available for you right now as a thank you gift for sharing a gift with the outreaches of Derek Prince Ministries for your gift of $15 or more. We'd like you to have a bundle of resources. One is a book called God's Plan for Your Money, and another a CD called Christian Principles of Finance. Both will get you right down the straight and narrow and get you doing things God's way where your finances are concerned. It's available to you for your gift of $15 or more, and all you have to do is call and let us know you'd like to make that gift and receive it at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261, or you can do it online at derekprince.org.
Guys, great having you here today.
Thank
you,
Stephen.
Good to be with you, Stephen. Thanks.
And listen, that's all the time we have for today. So for everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance, both available for your gift of $15 or more
to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.